There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And this is part two of the abbreviations and acronyms podcast, which I started last week. So if you haven't listened to the first podcast yet, you may want to stop this podcast and go back a week and listen to part one, where I focused on the most common abbreviations that you will find. Today's podcast is all about the most popular, most common, and some of my favourite acronyms. And just to remind you about the difference between acronyms and abbreviations, well, an acronym is an abbreviation. An abbreviation is a series of letters, which is a shortened version of a series of words. And those letters are the first letter of each word. For example, the example I gave last week, FBI is the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI. An acronym is the same, but we actually can create a word from those three letters. For example, NASA. We don't say N-A-S-A, we say NASA. So we actually have a new word instead of just saying the letters individually. Okay, let's start our list of acronyms, beginning with this one, ASAP, which is A-S-A-P. ASAP, that means as soon as possible. Can you let me know ASAP? A-S-A-P. Can you let me know ASAP, as soon as possible? And we use this both in written language, but also in spoken language. You would say, let me know ASAP. The next is AWOL, AWOL, A-W-O-L. If you don't know where somebody is, you might say they have gone AWOL, which means absent without leave. Absent without leave, AWOL. And then I've got two very informal examples of acronyms. The first one is YOLO, Y-O-L-O. YOLO, and this is where you do something really crazy or something that you might consider to be a little bit unusual. YOLO means you only live once. You only live once. So I might say, I've decided to travel around the world. YOLO, you only live once. And the final one, very, very common. Everybody uses it. I try not to actually because I prefer just to say haha. In a text message, if you have laughed or if you want to give the impression that you find something funny, then you might say haha, H-A-H-A. That's the English way of saying it, H-A-H-A. Or you might say lol, L-O-L. So what does that stand for? Well, it means laugh out loud, to laugh out loud. But I can probably say that whenever I've written LOL, lol, in a message, I actually haven't laughed out loud. I just wanted the person receiving the message to think that I was laughing and found what they said very, very funny. Okay, so there we have some abbreviations for you to learn. They are really useful. Some of them we use in spoken English. Some of them we use in both spoken and written English. So useful to start applying those to your English in general. And also so you can understand if somebody writes, I don't know, DIY or ETA or OMG, you'll understand what that means now. So that's all for today's podcast. Thanks for listening. I hope you found it useful and enjoyable. Remember, if you have any ideas for future podcasts, for topics you would like me to discuss, or if you're interested in taking English classes with me online, then you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day and I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible en une minute à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants, bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de « Pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel ?» ou encore « Les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé ?» Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez « Petit curieux », petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.